Wikipedia defines the universal condition of writer's block as primarily associated with writing, in which an author loses the ability to produce new work or experiences a creative slowdown. It can last for hours, days, or even years. Luckily, a great many strategies for countering it have evolved over the years, and every writer has their own favorites. Here in this podcast, I give mine. Recently, looking through some past correspondence with readers, I saw that a good many years ago, a child had asked me what I do when I get stuck in my writing. I had answered that I give myself a break, go to the fridge and help myself to ice cream, and then turn my attention to a different writing activity. Well, this is still how I cope. But it's not the full answer. At night, I meditate on the problem. I ask myself, what is the problem? Am I stuck because I have run out of ideas? Or do my ideas not sound authentic and interesting? I allow myself a good night's sleep. And generally, when I wake up in the morning, my ideas have emerged with clarity. Another reader had asked me, where did I find my inspiration? In fact, this seems to be a fairly common question among my readership even now. I have no trouble at all in answering that a writer must create their own inspiration. And if we can inspire ourselves to write, we also have the incentive to pull ourselves out of writer's block. Reaching for my favorite ice cream is not perhaps a great idea. It's really like comfort eating. But having a break does work for me. And since I'm not a writer who specializes in just one genre, I usually have several projects to hand at the same time. This means that I have a choice of different kinds of writing with which to engage. Thus, if I'm writing a story and get stuck, I can happily turn to editing a poem that I'm working on, or a piece of dialogue that needs unraveling, or complete a translation that I had started. If none of my existing projects appeals at that moment of time, I might start something new. Being able to pick up an alternative piece of writing makes me feel that I'm still doing something useful and interesting. I hope also that by spending some time on a different writing task, I'll be able to return to my earlier writing more mentally refreshed. I think there are also some bonuses in this approach. I may, for instance, have temporarily shelved a poem and moved on to working with dialogue in a play or a short story. Later, when I return to my poem in progress, I sometimes see my work from a completely new perspective. One that might surprise, intrigue, challenge, or amuse me. But whatever it might be, it's also farewell writer's block.